it's because it's so primitive that it has this attraction. Because when you build out of something or you make something, you're starting from scratch and you're making something new, but often you go and buy bolts or you buy timber or you buy bits and pieces. But all those bits and pieces have been sort of manufactured. And in a sense, like, I've seen handmade nails and I could imagine I could make a nail. But then you think, well, how would you go forging a nail, or how would you go melting down the ore to make a nail? The good thing about a mud brick is that you start from just soil under your feet, and with a few little bit of simple equipment, like as simple as a wheelbarrow, a mould and a shovel, bit of straw, water, mix it up with your feet or whatever, or mix it up in the wheelbarrow, and then make these bricks, and magically you can build a wall with it, put the walls together, and then a roof on it, and you've got a house. And I suppose in the house you'd use manufactured material somewhere along the line, but the bricks themselves, you manufactured them yourself. So it's sort of primary industry. It's right at the beginning of something. It's like a log of wood. You get your chainsaw out and you cut some posts or beams out of it and use them. There's something absolutely satisfying about the fact that you're able to turn something that was just natural into something you can use. And the reason mud brick is used by owner builders is that it's so easy to use. Like, there are other ways you can build a house. You can use stone. That's still a very primitive material. You can ram the walls, like rammed earth. That's another. You're still on this primitive line, but I think why mud brick is used more than anything else is that it's easier to do than any of those methods. Stonework is slow. Like, I'm not suggesting it's not worthwhile, but mud brick is really simple and easy to use, and I think that's right at the bottom of it. The fact that it's achievable. And of course, you haven't put up some claptrap house when you finish it. It's got those wonderful qualities of having thermal mass and being masonry, but also being soft. It's one of the softest material. Like, it's softer than sandstone, and yet we build houses out of it.